Pat, this is Gary Keller.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm terrific, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good, good.
Well, thanks for giving your time today to visit with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, Pat, let's start off, if you would. Tell me a little about yourself.
Okay. Well, I moved to Marco Island, Florida back in 1981 from Detroit. I saw what happened to Detroit in a poor market and didn't want to have to go through that again. So I moved down here to go into real estate, got down in 81 and worked.
Let's stop for a second. Were you in real estate prior to 81 in Detroit?
Yes, I started in 1978 in Detroit.
Oh, okay, great. What had you done before then?
Well, I was a captain, and they don't have them anymore, but the fine dining restaurants used to do flambé cooking tableside and, you know, Caesar salads at the table.
Uh-huh.
I used to do that.
Oh, wow.
I went from that into, and I learned a lot about wine, so I went from that into wine and liquor sales.
Yeah.
And I did that, and then I was pretty successful in sales with the wine, and the wine company got bought out, and they took all my good accounts that I opened up and gave them to the new owner's son and put me in a new territory to start over. And that's when I said, I'm going into something where this doesn't happen, where if I change companies, I take my people with me, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and plus the dollar volume is higher also, so...
So you got into real estate. You made that decision.
Yep, got into real estate and really liked it. And I watched people dropping out of the board, you know, right and left. And I said, man, I want to stay in this, but I'm not going to stay here. And I had lived here for about a year once prior to that, back in 73. So I said, I'm moving back to Marco. I know it's going to mushroom one day. So I moved to Marco Island and, you know, borrowed $600 from my brother, packed everything I could in the trailer, and moved down to Marco, started over, and worked three full-time jobs until I got everything rolling. I was a fireman where I worked one day on, 3 days off, and then I did the restaurants in the evenings that I didn't work there, and then I did real estate and all the other days.
Well, 81 was still would have been a tough market to build.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, Carter and the 17-18% interest rates, and it wasn't the fact that the mortgage rates were so high. It was the fact that people were making so much money on their CDs they wouldn't take the money out of it.
Right.
So that was the issue. But eventually, you know, it gave me that time to learn the market, and eventually I shifted, changed companies, and as soon as I changed companies, I started selling a lot. And then I met my wife, was a secretary at another company that gave out keys, and I always wanted to see her, so I started selling all of their listings so I could get the keys to see her.
Smart man.
They recruited me, and
and you recruited her.
Yeah, I recruited her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was back in 1983-84. That company got bought out, and we didn't like the broker, so eight of us in the company broke off and started our own 100% company, with not being affiliated with anybody. And then I went from there. I found that there was just too many heads, you know, too many chiefs, not enough Indians. And
yep.
So I went from there. I opened up a red carpet kind franchise, and had an office in Marco Island and Naples, Florida, with, you know, 45 agents working for me. And that was too much headache. I'd spend half the day fixing their problems and keeping me out of lawsuits, and then I could earn money, so I found that was costing me money.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I went to Remax and found that to be a good niche for me. I worked at Remax for, I think, 18 years, since 1992, before coming to Keller.
Mm-hmm.
I was as high as I was number two multiple years, but I was number one in 2004 in the as a Remix single agent worldwide.
Wow.
I had 130 million in volume that year.
Wow.
And,
let's just stop for a second. Give me the one minute education on how a single individual does 130 million in 1 year.
It was a lot of fun. I was having fun, man. It was,
yeah, but what was the secret? Tell me what's the overriding principle behind doing that?
Well, it was an uphill market. You know, everything was appreciating very rapidly. I was contacting all of my investors. I remember having my biggest investor. He was out driving around in his car. I was standing in my office in front of the map with all of the lots pinned on it. And I was going, he was driving up and down the streets, and I'm telling him, okay, take a right, go down two lots. Okay, that one on the left, that one's 950. So, okay, offer him 850. Go down the next one. That day, he bought like 12 or 15 lots, something like that.
Mm.
Another two guys decided to purchase in a certain subdivision, take out all of the 500,000 and under lots that were on the market, so that, you know, we could put them back on little by little and increase in value. And that was, I remember, it was Super Bowl weekend, and we didn't want any of the sellers knowing what we were doing. So by Monday morning, we had 25 lots under contract, and not one of them knew that the other had sold until Monday morning it all hit. And then we started selling them and, you know, making money, you know, increasing the purchase price.
So the answer is real simple. You brilliantly rode the investor market.
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. I had a couple more deals just in the beginning of the year when it really started. I sold two houses to my big client, and we tore the houses down. We paid $1 million each for them approximately, and we resold them at $1 million profit each, and we had to wait 6 months so we could get long-term capital gains. That's how fast the market was going up.
Yep, I got you.
So
and so what happened? So we go from there to what? Would it have been 06, the end of 05, 06, that all of a sudden all that came to a halt out in Florida?
Yeah, and it started dropping. And it's dropped like about 40-45% from the highs at that time. And
But this last year, you still did over $1 million in gross commission income, Pat.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, honestly, that's amazing.
Yeah, I did. I had over $35 million in volume. And you know, most of that was I hired some people towards the end of the year. I put a couple of people on when I came over to Keller Williams, but they hadn't really sold anything, so that 99% of that was my volume, and that's typically what I do each year.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. I mean, that's, you know, let's ignore the 04, 03, and 04 because across the world. Though I have to say that the amount of business that you did during that period is astronomical, even for the boom that was occurring. So that's a real credit to you. But it also explains to me quickly why, even in an unbelievable situation that you're in, you're still over that $1 million mark, which is pretty outstanding. I mean, it's really, hats off to you. That's really strong. Let me ask you a question. And you still deal in the luxury market, don't you?
Yes, my average sales price for last year was over $900,000. When across the board, the average sales price is $412,000. So
let's talk about that. How do you do it? Explain to me how you run a business like that.
How about how I did it? Okay,
yes.
Because it's a recurring thing.
Okay.
It goes back to back in 1992 or 3. I had the most expensive, largest home on the market, and I worked that thing for 5 years until I got it sold. Instantly, I became the luxury expert on Marco Island.
And that sold at 92, 93, or it sold in 97?
No, it sold in 92, 93, I think.
But you'd had it for 5 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm. On and off. He kept coming back to me because he knew every time he called me, I had another avenue that I was, you know, trying to go down that, well, let's try this. You know, I always had a new idea. I was constantly thinking of new things, how to you know, market it. And
so you stuck with it till it sold. And then in the selling of that, instantly, Pat Wilkins has just sold the most expensive, unsellable home on the market.
That's correct. And since then, I've also broken the most expensive home sold on the market 3 times. That time and 2 other times since then. It has now been broken again, so I got to get back to work. But
well, hang the phone up then. Let's get after it. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so what'd you do? So you now instantly, so you found yourself in 92, 93. This has now happened. How did you build on that?
I let everybody know. You know, you in this business, you list something and you tell people about it. You sell something and you tell people about it.
So how did you let everyone know?
What did you do? I took advantage as much as I could of free press, which they were very happy to accommodate me because that was big news. You know, people like to hear about that stuff.
You bet.
And so I got a lot of free press out of it. I did a lot of you know, mass mailings, and you know, it didn't take long for everybody to find out about, you know, Pat Wilkins was the luxury expert for Marco Island.
So what happens? People start calling you, or you're calling them, and they go, okay.
Both. They call me. If there's a luxury property that goes on the market, I at least get in front of the people more than likely, most often.
Why is that? And is it because you stay in contact with them? If you stopped everything you were doing and just went and became a hermit sitting by a phone, would that still happen?
It would.
So how do you become that guy?
How do you become that guy? Well,
how do you become the guy that can make that claim? Because that is without a doubt the most amazing claim you could make. And I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I don't say that it's doubtful.
It's years and years and years of, you know, constantly mailing and constantly in their face with this and that. You know, it's just years and years of it. You know, I may not get the call if it's somebody that's new to the island. They just bought and then are now selling. I may not get that call. But if they've been here for a while, more than likely I will get the call. Will I get every listing? No.
Let's turn this into I'm meeting you for the first time. I want to become a luxury agent, and you're going to tell me the 3 things I have to do based on your knowledge and experience. The 3 things that you would demand that I do in order for me to be successful. What would those 3 things be?
Well, I think you first of all need to farm the luxury market, okay?
And how do I do that?
You do it with postcards, with phone calls, with letters, market updates. You know, just keep it going, all constantly. I've done that for many years.
And so the first thing I'm going to do I need to have a look? Do I need to get my own logo or slogo, or does my image matter, or do I just go for it?
I just go for it. I didn't have that until recently, within the last 3 years or 4 years, that I just went for it. And you go by name, and people will identify with you. I was on a listing this morning already that the reason the lady called me says she gets, you know, I get mail from you, and I've been getting it from you for years, so, you know.
All right, so I'm farming the luxury market. I'm doing postcards, letters, market updates, phone calls, and I'm going for it. Now what? What's the second thing you're going to tell me to do?
Well, I think the once you get the listing, okay, you get the listings. I think it's important to the way you stage them. I think it's real important to have real good photography, because, you know, so many people today are using the internet. I think you have to have a great website, and you got to be able to show as many photos as possible on the website, and then that will drive people to your site, because they can see that you got a lot of information and a lot of photos. That's what they want to see.
So it's not only the staging of it, but it's also the marketing of it. It's setting for, okay. So it's the brochure. Is it the brochure or the website?
The website's more important than the brochures. The brochures, okay, you can do with, you know, the ring binder thing, or you can do express copies with inside things. But what's most important is getting them to you, and the way you're going to do that is on the internet. That's the way, okay, I see it now.
And what's the third thing you're going to tell me to do?
The third thing, this is a little secret. This is something that I use when you get somebody that's interested. Let's say you got a luxury property, you know, $5 million, $7 million house. What I always do is when I get them interested, I invite them back for an evening. And when they do that, I know they're seriously interested. When they agree to come back for an evening, I have a mini party for them. So that
at the house?
At the house. I get permission from the seller. The seller vacates the house. I throw a party, and they then can envision themselves entertaining in this home that is their dream home. And, Gary, it works. I have...
Wow.
I don't think I've ever not sold one that I've done that with.
So, okay, before I hang up, tell me what a mini party looks like then.
Oh, you know, I'll get some hors d'oeuvres, some wine, wine and cheese, and, you know, find out, you know, what they drink and bring that along. Have some soft music on, the mood lighting, you know, is set right, and get them over there, you know, maybe just before sunset, and then after sunset it becomes the evening, and, you know, so they get the transition from day to evening.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it just it has them feel like they can own it, like they do own it, and they can envision having their friends over. And
so you're essentially inviting them under a staged situation to come and experience the home.
That's
really
right.
Really experience it. Visualize,
yeah,
it that there.
That's right.
Gotcha.
That really helps. That helps a lot. Sometimes I'll have caterers. Sometimes I'll just, you know, have some stuff brought in by myself, or my, you know, wife will help.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's good at, you know, entertaining too. So between the two of us, by the next day or the next week, they're making an offer on the house.
That's
really
super.
Really works.
That's super. All right, Pat, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Okay. See you later.
Take care. Uh-huh.